tensions rising with China amid reports that indeed Nancy Pelosi will be going to Taiwan, despite China's insistence that she not be there. Plus, we heard from Reuters that in fact the CIA was able to take out through a drone strike a major terrorist connected with 9/11 right there in Afghanistan. What does this tell us about whether or not the Taliban is still hiding really bad folks? And factory orders coming out this week, there is a slowdown going on. So where do we go from here? As the Fed tries to rein this whole mess in, 75 basis points last time around, the time before that, and I would expect again in September. Is it enough? I'd say no. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. Good to have you here. Quick reminder, make sure you are subscribed to the full audio version on Apple iTunes. Do me that favor. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than now. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, that's legacypminvestments.com for more. All right, let's start here with the China thing. I want to get to the economic stuff, and I do want to get to what Reuters is reporting. But first of all, this is very interesting because over the weekend, of course, you saw a lot of posturing. It seemed that the White House just wasn't really willing, for whatever reason, to come out and defend that Nancy Pelosi would be going to Taiwan. We're starting to see a shift in all of that right now, as allegedly she is preparing for this trip to Taiwan. You know, nobody's been there since Newt Gingrich, and that was, what, over 25 years ago at a time when things are in a very different place. I would say that tension with China today is far higher, far greater than what we've seen in the past. I also suspect we risk China will use this to try and stoke some of the nationalism it's trying to stoke right now, given that its economy is in shambles. I mean, heck, look at their GDP. I know President Biden keeps saying, hey, you know, we're the best. We're the prettiest girl at the dance without a whole bunch of lookers. My interpretation of what he's saying when he says we're still the best economy in the world. China had been doing fabulously well, right? Growing at such massive rates, and that's down to the 2% range. Well, they can't really survive growing at 2% given that mass population. So in order for Xi to keep his je ne sais quoi with the people, he's going to need something else. If he doesn't have a thriving economy and upward mobility, which I would argue, China, you just simply cannot have because you don't have those basic freedoms in a state-run environment like that, even when they say it's capitalist. So he's got to do something to really still excite the people. And I suspect there's going to be some of this posturing going on. And he'll use this. He'll use Pelosi's arrival in Taiwan. I do think that tensions are serious. Tensions are quite big. And this is why I get back to the very basic point that we need to be sustainable ourselves for our own economic future. And that includes within the semiconductor industry. In other words, the reason we care so much about Taiwan, let's not kid ourselves, is because there's some really important semiconductor companies there. The chips matter, which may get to part of the reason why you saw this big spending bill that's being approved there in the Senate, Manchin finally coming around. I don't love this because I don't think the answer is you just spend at a time when, by the way, the Fed is cutting. The Fed is trying to rein inflation in. And what does the federal government do? It decides it wants to spend. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But there are some pockets of opportunity on things like semiconductors. We really, really should have that contained within the U.S. But I would say if you're going to give out handouts for semiconductors, and you know what? We ought to be getting something. The American taxpayers ought to be getting something in return, however you want to slice that. I mean, I am psyched. I'm psyched that Intel is going to Ohio and they're building the biggest manufacturing plant for semiconductors in the world there in Ohio. And I'm happy to see that there are tax benefits for doing that. But really, we've got to make sure that we are keeping this technology to ourselves. I mean, this is massive intellectual property that these companies keep giving away, which is why, full circle, we now find ourselves in a challenging situation vis-a-vis Taiwan. The Wall Street Journal says that Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, is planning to visit Taiwan and meet with government officials, indeed this week, defying warnings from Beijing not to do so and setting up the potential, I quote, for increased tensions between the U.S. and China. Indeed, they are citing people that say they are planning to meet with her in Taiwan. They have been informed reportedly of her imminent arrival. This is according to Wall Street Journal sourcing. I have no reason to believe it wouldn't be the case. So if she goes there, one could then anticipate that China is going to be agitated, but I don't think that we can stand down. I don't think we can say, well, she's not going to go there because we're scared of China. I mean, that is not an appropriate position for the United States of America to be in. So in some ways, it almost feels like she's got to go, right? This is just unfortunate in that we are now in a position where this becomes perhaps a bigger issue than it should have been. And there's almost no winning in this. Speaking of no winning, you know, when we got out of Afghanistan, that was really, in my view, it was way too quickly done. It was what you call a rush job. And we lost people. That's the reality. We lost people as a result of that poor planning. And now we're learning that possibly the Taliban was harboring a known terrorist connected with 9/11. I'm going to get to that story in a second. But before I do, you know, you're starting to see more nervousness as we start the month here of August on Wall Street. August is one of those months that's just kind of a, you know, down in the doldrums, everybody goes away. Nobody really pays attention. So you also have to look at the volume associated with this. But we have some things that I do believe would give people pause. Namely, the fact that the Fed is raising rates and is going to have to keep on raising rates to keep this inflation in check, which will have a negative effect on the economy. In fact, you're already seeing it reflected in some of the manufacturing numbers. In fact, if you look at growth at U.S. manufacturing companies, it came out this week and proved that it was at its weakest now in 2 years in the month of July. In other words, all that inflation is having an effect now on how much demand that is. And that's a very interesting thing. Now, in some ways, this is exactly what the Fed wants. But can they cook the books enough so that we don't run into a major recession? We've already had 2 quarters of negative growth. And do I need to say again, that is the classic definition of a recession, even though the wonks over at the NBER take forever to figure it out. It really speaks to the challenges we now face. You have to question how much worse they're going to get thanks to what the Fed is doing, which then gets sort of negated by all the spending that Washington, D.C. wants to engage with. This is one of the reasons why I think it's really important to be very thoughtful about what you're investing in, why it's very important to be diversified in terms of your investments. And it's one of the reasons why I think you should give my friends over at Key City Capital, one of the sponsors of this program, a call. Key City Capital is looking for investments that are outside of the traditional range. In other words, investments that include things like asset-backed lending or real estate funds, or even, heck, you know, they even do something with film lending. So there's a lot of different ways to get a return on your dollars right now. And I just urge people to be really thoughtful about where they're going. You can give them a ring, keycitycapital.com/Trish. My name, keycitycapital.com/Trish. And they will definitely help you out. Charlie Dombeck is the guy over there. You may have actually even seen him on the show. Charlie Dombeck is an accountant by background. And his whole thing is finding these investments that aren't, say, in the equity markets, right? Like, it's not the stock portfolio. It's having a real estate portfolio or a lending portfolio in some pretty interesting arenas. So again, keycitycapital.com/Trish for more. Go check that out. But I want to get back to what's actually happening here as we look at some of these factory numbers, which are frankly not good. I mean, we're now at the lowest level in terms of new orders for U.S. manufacturing that we've been in 2 years. So that's not good. And you know what? The trajectory has been down, similar to consumer confidence numbers, right? They've been down. So all of this is having an effect on the overall economy. When I talk about all of this, I mean the inflation that has come into being and also the Federal Reserve's pullback, right? Taking that money out of the economy because they screwed up. They printed for too long. I'm not going to bore you with that. You know the drill, right? We've talked about that ad nauseum. And they printed too much money. So now we're dealing with the after effects of it. Well, how the heck does he manage this? I mean, again, I believe that real inflation is somewhere north of 17% because I'm looking at apples to apples, including housing numbers and that, just as they used to do back in the 1970s. It was 1983 that they changed the metrics and they took housing out, assuming that it was an investment as opposed to something that, you know, people really need. Well, I'm pretty sure people need a roof over their head. They also need food. They also need energy. These are other things that they love to strip out. You know, when they look at the core CPI number, I'm sorry, guys, this is what matters. And housing's going up still, although we're starting to see pockets of weakness, but housing is still nonetheless super expensive, as is energy, even though commodities have been showing some weakness, certainly within the oil market, just in the last couple of days amid more recession fears. And then food. I mean, food has also been so much more expensive. So all of this has a ripple effect through the economy. And the big question is it going to get much, much worse? I think it certainly could. And I encourage you actually to go back and listen to Monday's program, because the head of Legacy Precious Metals was on, and he believes we're actually heading towards bankruptcy. So that podcast was called On the Brink of Bankruptcy. And that's the fear, right? Because this is not sustainable. All this money that we're printing, even if, by the way, not just printing, I mean, all this debt we're taking on, right? And I guess that is a form of printing when you think about what our government is doing now, with talk of hundreds of billions of dollars more going into a new plan to quote unquote fight inflation. It's just sort of funny that their prescription for fighting inflation happens to be printing more money. So this is a problem. It's not going away. We're going to continue covering it, but I do want to highlight something else in the news. And this is very interesting to me. You know how critical I was about getting out of Afghanistan, and not because I didn't want to get out of Afghanistan. Believe me, I was all for that. I just didn't like the way this one was done, right? And we all remember the footage of people clinging to the planes. And I don't even want to talk about the other stuff because it's so sad. And just, you saw it. You know what I'm talking about. We lost lives there. We lost soldiers there. And I consider that to have been truly preventable. Anyway, we have now learned that the CIA, this is according to Reuters, the CIA launched a drone strike against a known terrorist, somebody who was involved in actually the 9/11 attacks. Someone named, an Al-Qaeda leader named Ayman al-Zawahiri, and he was reportedly killed in the CIA drone strike in Afghanistan, according to Reuters, which actually is a very big blow to Al-Qaeda, and that's good. Assuming, of course, that it is confirmed, because as I go to air right now, it is still unconfirmed. But nonetheless, Reuters has some very good sources. I believe I've also seen this from the Associated Press as well. So look, the only thing we need to question, however, is whether or not Afghanistan and the Taliban there was providing him any kind of cover. I mean, this was the fear, right? If we got out, would they be able to facilitate and assist Al-Qaeda getting bigger or stronger again? And I think there's some unanswered questions here. Heck, you know, I'm very glad if this is the case and we were able to take him out, that's wonderful news. And I think it shows something to the Taliban. It certainly shows what we are capable and how we're not willing to tolerate any of the growth of these terrorist cells nonetheless. We have to question again what Afghanistan is really up to. We need to root this out. It's harder not having our people there. It's much, much harder. But I think this tells us in some way, somehow, that the CIA still has some covert operations going on so that they were able to know where this bad guy was. Anyway, I leave you with the reminder of making sure that you have subscribed to the entire version of this podcast, the full audio. It's free on Apple iTunes, on Spotify. If you're listening on Apple iTunes, hey, do me this favor, go over to Spotify, download this, subscribe to this podcast, The Trish Regan Show, there as well. go to my website, trishintel.com, and sign up for my newsletter so you can get all the latest news and information. And I will see you right back here tomorrow.